Thank you very much. Our next speaker is Craig R. Bennett, and that's my phone. I'm sorry for the distraction. I'll turn it off in just a minute. Mr. Bennett is a partner with Jackson Walker, and he has he was practicing 18 years at SOA as a master administrative judge, and he has been in private practice. And he also teaches as an adjunct professor at UT Law and is a Baylor alum. And he also teaches at Baylor Law School, correct? Administrative law. Mr. Bennett, please.
Thank you. So as she mentioned, I worked for the state for almost 19 years. And I love those wellness days. Those were the days I stayed home and ate a gallon of ice cream and watched Seinfeld reruns. But no, it really is a great thing, and it is so important, and I appreciate the fact that the state does such a great job at encouraging wellness just overall. Well, I'm here to talk to you guys about the administrative law case, basically the contested case hearing, and I'm going to talk to you about it at the State Office of Administrative Hearings. My disclaimer is I'm not talking about cases at the Railroad Commission or other sorts of administrative hearings that might be outside of the SOA process. I know like Texas Workforce Commission does hearings and Division of Workers' Comp at TDI does hearings, but I'm here to really talk about the SOA hearing process. And when they gave me the title from A to Z, the contested case hearing process, I took that a little bit literally. So I've got slides from A to Z, which means you can tune out around C, and when you see W pop up, you can start paying attention again, knowing we're near the end there. Anyway, where do we start? You know, SOA, although it serves as a court for kind of administrative agencies, it doesn't function the same way courts do. It does in a lot of ways, but if you want to file a lawsuit with court, you go down to the court clerk and you file a lawsuit. But that's not how cases end up at SOA. Rather, what ends up happening, all cases have to start with the referring agency. So some subject matter agency that issues licenses or permits or does something like that, they issue you a license, or maybe they don't issue you a license and you want a hearing on that. Maybe you're going to apply for a bar permit or a landfill permit, or you're a utility and you're filing for a CCN, or you have some occupational license, whatever it may be. And so you have to deal with the agency. I had a client who operates a state inspection station, and they got a notice that their state inspector's license was going to be suspended because of some actions of one of their licensed inspectors. So they get a notice, and they request a hearing. So what happens is it all starts with the referring agency. You don't get to run down to SOA and file a request for hearing. You make your request for hearing with the agency itself. And the thing that, you know, as I go throughout this, there are so many different types of cases. When I was an ALJ, people would say, so, you know, how many cases do you hear in a week? How many cases do you hear in a year? And I'm like, you can't really quantify it like that, right? Because you may have a single two-week-long environmental permitting hearing, or you may do, you know, 75 administrative license revocation hearings in a week. You may do 4 or 5 occupational hearings in the same time you do one permitting hearing. They're just so different. So when I talk about the process, understand I'm going to make caveats throughout talking about it really depends so much on the type of case it is that you're handling. But there are some generalities that we can talk about, and that's really what I'm going to focus on. But so it starts first with the agency. And when you if you have a statutory right to a hearing or a right by rule to a hearing, and you make a request with the agency, they're obligated to send it to SOA if it's a SOA case that would go to SOA. And the agency doesn't have the right to say, oh, you're untimely, you didn't request it in a timely manner, or you didn't satisfy all the requirements, so therefore you've lost your right to request it. Under the CHC versus Hawkins case, the court says, no, you refer it to SOA and raise those arguments before the SOA judge. And then you can ask to have the case dismissed. But you don't just get to unilaterally, as the agency, decide it wasn't timely or it doesn't meet all the requirements. You send it to SOA, you do a request to docket case at SOA, SOA sets it up, and then you can, as the agency attorney, move to dismiss it. But so then it goes over to SOA. And as we all, y'all probably thought SOA stood for the State Office of Administrative Hearings. It's actually the source of all happiness. That's where that acronym comes from. At least that's what they tell me over there. But so it goes over to SOA. And when it goes to SOA, what happens depends so much on what type of case it is, right? If it's a really large case, a case that's expected to last a week or multiple days, you know, it'll get assigned to an ALJ right away who will probably hold some sort of a pre-hearing conference or a preliminary hearing. You know, in TCEQ cases, they have a preliminary hearing. In PUC cases, they'll have a pre-hearing conference. And a lot of other larger cases, med board, other things that may involve multi-day hearings.